90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. You know, there's a factor that we rarely take into consideration when we're making a move, we're bringing new people into our environment, we're just making a shift in life. And I'm going to call it cultural fit. If you're making a move from one place to another, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be in a community, or even if it's in a relationship, a romantic relationship, the question you have to start asking yourself is there a cultural fit in that move? In other words, do you have shared values? Do your personalities mesh? And will the quality of your interactions get better or worse as you spend more time together? Now, certainly there are some signs right up front. I mean, if you don't have shared values, you know at some point down the road, it's going to lead to a point of contention. Right? If you realize that, you may want to make an adjustment to your decision. And so when this comes into a lot of different aspects of life. We talk about our cultural fit at work, and we're going to spend some time there tomorrow. But the question becomes, is the company you're looking to go to the right fit for you? Is the person that you're looking to bring into your existing company the right person, and are they the right fit, and will they get along with other people around them? Right? All these things are important as you start to think about how things will fit together. When we talk about a romantic relationship, we know that very often relationships break up over things like belief systems and religions. And if you know going in that that could be a point of contention, you may want to think long and hard about if you want to move forward. And making those difficult decisions early on are easier and less painful than making them down the road, especially after things like kids come along. And then the community that you choose to live in. You know, are you looking at the right place? Or do you have shared values with people that live in that community? You know, is it the right lifestyle for you within the community that you're thinking about? So it's looking beyond immediate gratification and emotions to think about the long-term ramifications of your choices. And again, cultural fit is something we often don't think about, but it ends up being very, very important down the road. So we'll start there and we'll pick up from a cultural fit at work tomorrow. If you know anybody that really could benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link. The link is joelbrookman.com and just ask them to subscribe. From there, they can click links to iTunes or Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up from here and talk about cultural fit at work. But for today, I just want you to think about the concept. If you're making any changes in your life, you're bringing new people into your environment, or you're looking at going into another place, think long and hard about this concept of cultural fit.